Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Shemot, Names. Week 13, 7th Aliyah. For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people, and you have not delivered your people at all. Exodus 5:23. Can there be a birth without labor pangs? Moshe was called in an extraordinary way. There was no doubt of how supernatural his calling was when he saw the flames in the bush and he physically heard the voice of the angel talking to him. Besides the absolutely tangible miracles that he had received authority to perform were also witnesses of his permission to do what he was doing. Even though the Eternal had warned him beforehand that the struggle against Pharaoh was going to be strong, Moshe hadn't really understood what that would imply for him and his people. A good leader, with the right heart, is more interested in the well-being of his people than that of his own. That's why, when the people had to suffer even more because of the pressure Moshe put on Pharaoh in the name of the Eternal, Moshe couldn't stand it. He started complaining with the Eternal and expressed his deep anguish for having caused the people to suffer. The Eternal, however, knew very well how much the people could bear, so everything was under heaven's control. The one who receives word from the Eternal will always be hated by this world system. So, when you speak the words that the Eternal has given you, you will have more enemies and struggles in your life. Not only will you have to suffer, but also your family and your loved ones. They will be affected by your faithfulness to divine revelation. This is perfectly normal, and it's part of the whole process of redemption. There is no birth without labor pangs. That's why, in order for a redemption of such a magnitude as the departure from Egypt and the giving of the Torah in Sinai can be produced, there have to be birth pangs before. The greater the redemption, the greater suffering is required. This is the law in a world corrupted by sin. Don't believe those false teachers or preachers that say that the path of the Eternal is easy and that all will go well for you if you do this and if you do that. I say to you that the more loyal you are to the Eternal, His Torah, and His Messiah, the more trouble you will have in this world. But amid struggle and pain, there will be a great reward with blessings for all sorts, for this life as well as for the next. Suffering for the kingdom prepares a greater glory for the resurrection. Keep being faithful to the revelation and to the conviction given to you by the Eternal, and He will answer in His time and in His way. Shabbat Shalom.